from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is such a fun evening on Mother's Day weekend to spend with you. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have taken to heart our little Mother's Night challenge tonight and actually gone above and beyond and helped an enslaved mom find liberty, find freedom, maybe find her kids. This is some incredible stuff that we've been doing. And Rob Davis is going to be back with me this hour. We've also got another musical treat waiting for you in the music spotlight. Ed Sheeran wrote a song about his mom called Supermarket Flowers that we're going to hear before we're done tonight. Should be a good way to end the evening before Mother's Day. Now, have you done the Mother's Day thing? Did you get everything accomplished? Because it's still not too late. Even tonight, if you are not yet on top of it, tomorrow, go to your local florist, pick out some things, get them wrapped up in some nice paper and bring them back to her. Don't let Mother's Day go by and not honor the mother of your kids or your own mom or that mom in your life that really matters. As I was saying in the first hour, my bride and I have both lost our mothers to a deadly form of breast cancer. We are very concerned about the issue of cancer in our society today and very grateful for those that are fighting the good fight and helping women overcome that. But I think for me personally, Mother's Day is far more reflective not having mom here than it would be if she was here. And that's maybe a detriment to my own character and kind of an indictment of who I am. But I know that I just have a natural longing to see and talk to mom because as we got older, and in the first hour, I showed you a picture of what it was like when it was just she and I, but she did marry my adoptive father, and eventually we had more sisters, and not that you can see this super well. Hopefully, Ivan, you can amplify that picture, but here's this really handsome, 13-year-old that's there in that picture and looking real studly with my super wide collar and, you know, my little Baptist Bible tie and jacket and everything. But that's the thing. Mom loved for us to get together and to take pictures as a family. It was one of her most important things. If we disappointed her in any other way throughout the year, she could live with it if we got her a good family picture at either Easter or Christmas or somewhere in there. And it was always something that I think that she looked back on and always appreciated. And of course, in her final days, it was those pictures that sometimes kept her company through the night, as we didn't know because of her cancer when we were going to exactly lose her. So always grateful that mom was able to, just give to us the legacy that she did. And one of the things that I'm really, really, really very proud of my bride about is that she tries to make the life of the McCullough children, the ankle biters, special on a daily basis. She worries about it. And I think that heart of being a mom is part of what the magic of Mother's Day is intended to honor, because nobody pays you extra for being the extra mom. you don't get a bigger paycheck or a large bonus or anything else. It's all going out of your effort to just love on the kids that you have. And I also know that there are those of you tonight that aren't moms, that would like to be, that maybe have been moms but are not any longer. Maybe you're not in a good place with your kids, or your kids are not in a good place with you, and there is a there is a longing in your heart tonight too, to have that reconciled. I hope that in the observations of Mother's Day over the next 24 hours, that people will love on you as well, because we need you. The human family is an incredible organism. We have the ability to form community and to hold friendship and to have affection for people that we care about. And in those moments where maybe we don't have as many blessings as those around us, we can sometimes feel a bit envious. For those of us that do have great memories with our moms, it's important for us to reach out to those who struggle on this day and love on them. So I hope that whatever your plans are for tomorrow, I hope that that is in fact the case. And as we talk about helping these moms tonight with Christian Solidarity International, I want you to know that one of the driving forces as to why we in the McCullough household are putting up this challenge tonight to match every gift that you give at 888-342-1010. One of the reasons we do that is because my kids, when we told them about the issue of slavery, particularly on the continent of Africa and what's going on in Sudan right now, their hearts were overwhelmed with this, this captive thought or feeling about the fact that some of these kids and moms get separated and they never get, or you know, the hope of being returned to one another seems very, very hard. And if it weren't for the work of CSI, you wouldn't have those reunions. But as we have already seen tonight, and I believe as Rob and I will talk about more later in this hour, there is an opportunity for CSI to still find kids, reunite them with mom, and make that mother's connection with her child real again in a human way. So that's part of what we're correcting tonight. That's part of what we're doing to make the world a little bit of a better place. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And we have a real opportunity to make a difference in this hour. The McCullough family and another listener who desired to be anonymous are combining efforts to match your gifts. If we are able to, at least up through, I think, the first 30 slaves that are able to be freed tonight, I think we'll be matched slave for slave. So if you can go to the phone and say, you know what, I'm going to help liberate one of these moms, one of these women from chattel slavery in northern Sudan, the McCulloughs and the efforts of a listener combining together are going to double your effort. And I hope that that means something. I hope that it means something to you, that it comes from my heart, my pocketbook, my family. We are united in this. We helped liberate 12 slaves last year. We want to do the same thing this year, just on our own effort. But if we can use that as a challenge to help you, and then we have another friend that's going to come along and do even more than us in terms of the matching challenge. So please make that effort right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, at least through the end of this hour, it's going to be matched slave for slave. For every slave that you liberate, we're going to liberate another one. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can give online at csi-usa.org. It's very simple. You go to that website. There's a picture of me about halfway down the page. Click that picture, go to the site, and just give the money. Again, if you're just tuning in and you want to know how much it costs, the program runs like this. $250 not only affects a liberation of a slave in northern Sudan, but more importantly and most importantly, that $250 supplies what's called a bag of hope, a sack of hope, that is much bigger than just a sack. It is an enormous bag to begin with that is filled with all kinds of things, utensils and tarps and things that will help them to live in the very rough climate that Sudan is. But then on top of that, you get a year's worth of grain, another year's worth of seed for sorghum, and that sorghum grain will help sustain them for this first year. That seed will go into the ground. They'll be able to plant it for another year to come. There are fishing utensils that are included in there. There are gardening utensils that are included. There's some blankets. There's, depending on the time of year that the liberation takes place, there may be a blanket or a coat that is given as well. But at this particular time, they're going to get all of those things, plus a Bible, plus a she-goat. And the she-goat is probably my favorite part of the Sack of Hope, because that is a micro enterprise in and of itself for them. They can not only get milk and cheese and things to help with their diet, but also sell, and they can also breed that she-goat and have other baby goats and then sell those to people to help sustain their life. So this is the good that we're doing for moms on Mother's Day night tonight here on Radio Night Live. Rob Davis returns with me here momentarily, and a little bit later on, our musical guest is Ed Sheeran. I don't want you to miss this. This is going to be a powerful way to end our Mother's Day tribute on this Saturday evening, and I hope that you will be here for all of it. Again, that phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. And we come back from New York momentarily. Don't go anywhere. Happy Mother's Day. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Here in the second hour, so glad to have you with us. And before we're done, Ed Sheeran's got a musical tribute to his mom that I think you're going to need a box of Kleenex for our musical guest at the end. So just stay with us. It's going to be a powerful way to end the week. Rob Davis is back with us from Christian Solidarity International. And Rob, I have the unique privilege of not only having known you for a long period of time, but your parents don't live that far from us. And, you know, every now and then I see your mom out. And I have to admit, people that have their mothers with them in this life, I am a little bit jealous of, because in our house, we don't have any grandmas for the kids to call out to. And yet God has found profound ways for us to build into other people's lives through this concept. And when it comes to the slavery issue, one of the things that has always just wrecked my heart is that there are mothers that are taken into slavery, whether they are moms when they go into slavery or whether they're raped and they become moms while in slavery, that often have had their children ripped apart from them. And I want to go back to what we said in the last hour. The only crime that these women have committed in the eyes of their slave masters is that they may not be Muslims enough. They may be Christians, and therefore they can't have the children that would be the slave master's child, because they may teach them about Christianity as opposed to raising them the way he would want them raised. And so they suffer for no real more reason than just their faith. And I know you had additional thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think when we're together here, we often remember forget to remind people that they need to remember that the reason that these people are enslaved in the first place is because they profess the name of Jesus. As you said, you know, if these people had been Muslim, they'd be left alone. It wouldn't have been an issue. But because they claim the name of Jesus, this is why they've been enslaved. And in a weird sort of way, as we celebrate mothers this weekend and talk about, you know, you seeing my mother, these are mothers who are taken from their children. These are mothers who never get to see their children. So it's a twisted sort of sad mother story. But thankfully, Christian Solidarity International is able to join mothers back with their children at times, at the very least, join some of these people back with their mothers who are in the villages that they're returned to ultimately. And we've been grateful that God's allowed us to return so many people to the mothers in their villages.
I know that one of the downsides of the slave sometimes wanting to go with the slave liberators, the what do they call them? The guys that run the Underground Railroad, the retrievers, that one of the reasons the slave will sometimes be hesitant is because they'll be like, well, I want to be able to bring my baby. And sometimes they're able to, and sometimes they're not. And sometimes, and this is really amazing, CSI has been able to go find some of those children and at times reunite them. Maybe not immediately, but sometimes months or years later. And so there's just joy upon joy about the work that's happening here. And friends, you can make a real impact with a gift of $250. Now, that may sound like a lot of money for a one-time gift. And if you need to break it up, we understand. $50 a month for 5 months, or 2 months at $125, or maybe you can do the one-time gift of $250. But considering what they get in return, Rob Davis, this is an amazing investment, because only a very small portion of that $250 goes to the actual liberation in the form of the vaccine, and you can explain all that. But then the majority of that goes to this thing called the Bag of Hope, which is basically like, it's the down payment on their entire new life. It's how they eat, how they're going to sustain themselves, how they're going to be protected from the weather, and how they're going to develop a little business as a result of all of it. And for all of that, for only $250, is really amazing.
Well, and you know, as you said, basically you know, the cost to literally buy somebody their life back is about $50. It's an injection for cattle that our retrievers are able to go and offer to the Arab herdsmen, and it prevents disease. It allows them to continue their businesses, and that costs about $50.
They don't have access to it, but CSI does.
Exactly. Yes. And we do. And you know, another question that's been asked of us many times is, you know, well, isn't it like you're buying somebody and people are going to catch on to this and they'll steal them back and they'll, you know, make you buy them back again and all that type of thing? Praise God, that has not been the case. Yeah. If it were, we wouldn't be doing it, quite frankly. But since the mid-80s, we've been doing this successfully, and we don't have that situation. It's not like human trafficking, which is another whole problem that we do deal with in other countries, and we handle it quite different. But in this particular case, these were, you know, essentially prisoners of war, a prize for the northern Sudanese Muslims, and they were given lives. They were given people. They were given women to wash their clothes and work on their farms and clean their houses and to have their way with sexually whenever they pleased. And that's what we're able to provide, is that injection to free them. And then the other portion of the $250 that we talk about all the time is for things like, as a matter of fact, here's one, another picture for your radio listeners. You know, they're at a little bit of a loss, but here is a picture that I think you can see there, Kevin, yeah, on your screen.
Yeah.
Tok, who had been enslaved for over 18 years. And there she is again. I mean, what do you see in her face?
Raise it up just a bit, Rob. There you go.
And, all right.
Yeah, you know, what do you see? Huge there? Smile.
With her goat.
She's
right?
Hugging that goat like like it's her closest friend on earth. And I'm sure that's her new goat from her bag of hope.
Well, it is. And that's the thing. You know, she too was captured at a very young age with her mother. They were forced to walk, many, many miles north into Sudan. At night, they were sleeping on the ground. They weren't fed for many days. She walked for 14 days until she arrived in North Sudan. Her Arab master, like so many others, raped her. There were children were the byproduct. She washed clothes, dishes, worked the farm, wasn't given anything to eat, was asked to proclaim Islam, and wouldn't because she was a Christian, so was beaten severely as a result of that. She was told to pray to Allah. She wouldn't do that, so she was beaten even more severely. And she was finally liberated, but in this particular case, had to leave a son behind.
Hmm.
And, you know what, for a minute, I'd just love to ask your listeners, her name is Atak Ding. And if you'd remember the name Atak Ding, and just pray that that she's able to be reunited with her son someday, with her baby boy. Because as you can imagine, you've got three kids, so do I, Kev. And I, when we're separated during a school semester for college, that's a painful exercise for me.
Imagine, yeah.
I'm thrilled that two of my kids want to move closer to me now that they're older and out of the house. But imagine being separated.
Yeah. Well, and friends, you can work towards that, because the air retrievers are actively working in some respects to get those children reunited with their moms. And you can play a hand in that when you make a gift tonight. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org and click on My Picture. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. And before we're done tonight, Ed Sheeran in the Music Corner on a tribute to his mom. We're really going all out for mom this year, and I hope that you do tomorrow, because they deserve it. And we are also very burdened for the women that we have been sharing the stories with you tonight. Rob Davis from Christian Solidarity International is back with us. And Rob, the stories are enormous, and every one of them are captured when the slave is liberated. There's someone there to not only listen to them, but to help them record what happened to them and kind of document their story. And that gives you at CSI a really good understanding of what these women have endured and what they've gone through, and why it's so important we get those remaining 30,000 or so slaves liberated. But talk to us about someone that stands out to you.
Yeah, there's so many, Kevin, and this story is going to ring much like some of the others, but we're blessed sometimes to be able to have some specific quotes from some of the women and children that we're able to liberate. And this particular story is a woman by the name of Akon. She's 31 years old now and was just freed about a month ago after a couple of decades in slavery. Her father had died when she was very young, and she lived with her mother as a slave. Her mother had been captured by Northern Sudanese Arabs. She lived with her mother, but one day, for some reason that we don't know at this particular point in time, they decided they were going to separate her from her mother. So as I was saying before, you know, on this Mother's Day weekend, it's kind of a sad twist on the things that we celebrate. But the good news is, as I tell the story, that your listeners can and have, for so many years, do something about this.
Right.
But, you know, Akon was separated from her mother. In her words, she says, so I'll read this, so if I'm not looking straight at you, it's because I'm reading her words. It says, I cried aloud for help when the Arabs took me from my mother. I was alone and no one near was there to help me. I thought about God and I cried. My mother was watching with tears filling up in her eyes, but there was nothing she could do to help. An Arab master put me in the house with his wife and his children. I slept alone on the ground with no bed. I ate alone, and most of the time I just ate leftovers from the Arab master's family. He tried to force me to proclaim Islam, and I was told to pray with his family. The treatment was so bad, even though I did clean the house and wash dishes every day as a young girl, I was called bad names, especially when my Arab master was not happy with my work. He would beat me and call me a dirty slave. And I wasn't allowed to socialize even with other slaves of her own kind. But this is somebody that 2 months ago we were able to send one of our retrievers to, and who was rescued, who was taken out of those filthy and disgusting situations, who's been given her dignity back. We've got, you know, and again, I wish on the radio it was much easier, but I know, Kevin, you're going to find a place to put these so your listeners can go and take a look. Yeah. But, you know, here, again, here's somebody and the face of somebody who's been enslaved for over two decades. And again, what do you see?
This
is at her rescue.
The smile.
Nothing but a smile, nothing but gratitude, hope, joy. And that's what your listeners can do today. Your listeners can make a huge difference in the life of an individual that is truly life-changing, life-transforming, and buys somebody their freedom back, quite frankly.
Friends, when you liberate a slave tonight, you're multiplying your effort because there are other people standing with you to match that. And so we want to liberate as many as we can this evening because of that. It's urgent that we get that done in this hour. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But think about it from this perspective. You could give the gift that puts that smile on the next person's face that is liberated, the next woman that comes across that South Sudan border, not knowing that there's even a country called South Sudan now, because when she was taken into captivity, it was just one country. Doesn't know that there's a safe place just beyond that border where she will not be touched again and that she has a brand new life waiting for her. Your gift gives her that knowledge. It gives her that ticket. She gets to go back home because of your gift. And it is an amazing thing to watch happen, as we've been privileged to see over the last 4 years. And so many of you have been so generous. 888-342-1010. Be as generous as you can right now. 888-342-1010. Just 25 minutes or so left in the show. We want to make sure that we get as many liberated as possible. 888-342-1010. Need your help. 888-342-1010. If you'd like to give online, it's very simple and very safe. CSI-USA.org is the website you go to. If you are there on the homepage, scroll down, you'll see a picture of a funny looking bald guy. That's me. Click through on there and you'll be able to make your gift online right there. But on this Mother's Day weekend, what better way to celebrate the joy of motherhood and to help a mother be liberated that has believed that she would never see that again. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or online at csi-usa.org.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quinones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quinones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
I've been very honored to have not only someone that I consider to be a good friend, but someone who's doing a very important job with the Christian Solidarity International out of really the U.S., but really globally, in focusing the effort on the suffering of the plights of Christians worldwide. And we have been focused this year, as we have in past years, on the suffering of Christian Sudanese slaves that are being held by jihadist slave masters in northern Sudan. And a lot of people think, Kev, wasn't there a civil war? And in the back of their head, they're going, didn't they resolve that? And that's how South Sudan came about. And then wasn't that peaceful? Didn't that all end? And the answer is to most of that, yes. But the world powers at the time did not bother to resolve the issue of the slaves that the North had taken. They basically ignored the matter of the slaves. They just didn't acknowledge it at all. And so what that allowed was the North Sudanese jihadist slave masters to keep hundreds of thousands of people that they had taken as spoils of war and make them basically chattel slaves for them to do work, for them to service them sexually, whatever they felt like doing and making them do, they were basically allowed to do. Since then, CSI, who was, by the way, very integral in the solving of the Sudanese civil war, our own Dr. John Eibner was part of those negotiations and advised world leaders on what needed to be accomplished to bring that about. Since that time, CSI has dedicated itself as really the only organization worldwide that has done this to liberating these slaves. And we have seen right here at this microphone on Saturday nights for the last 4 years, more than 1,000 slaves having been liberated over that period of time. And I'm personally grateful and humbled that you choose to do that year after year. And I'm just humbly putting forward the request for you to get involved again this year. There are more people. They're not all free. There are some 35,000 plus slaves still in existence that need liberation. And we are dedicated to not stopping until they're all liberated. So thank you for indulging us on this Saturday night and letting me talk about this. Rob Davis has been with us this full time. And Rob, you're less than a year on the job with CSI officially, but you've been a big advocate for what they've done and you've given personally to the ministry for many years. What was it about this work that grabbed your heart so much?
Well, it's so unique, Kevin. There are a couple of different things. One is that you can make such a tangible difference. And you know what, in a lot of ministries you can. So I certainly am not placing one above another. I have known and worked with a tremendous number of international ministries who are doing great work, where you can feed a child for life, where you can give clean water, whatever. In this particular case, it was just so different in my thinking, having worked with so many other organizations, to be able to literally give somebody their life back, almost raise them from the dead, if you will, in one regard, where they've been enslaved for, in some cases, 20, 30, 40 years, and or close to 40 years. And now you can give them a hand up. You can buy them essentially with an injection for cattle out of their slavery and set them up with things like a goat and seeds and tools for planting and all of those kinds of things so that they can have a trade and they can have some micro industry and things like that for $250. Mm-hmm. You can literally hand them their life back. There are a lot of years that have been lost, but we know that the Lord can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And in many cases, we're able to just see tremendous transformations, even from the moment. Some of the pictures that we were showing earlier in the show, where the smiles are just ear to ear on these people who have finally been given back their freedom. And I like to think, you know, it's hard to get into all of their heads. I like to think that they never gave up hope. But after 25 years of being sexually abused, whipped, forbidden to speak, forbidden to pray in public to your God, you know, and certainly, you know, CSI doesn't like to get overly political. But I will say, you know, we talk in this country about our religious liberties that are being threatened on a daily basis. Truth be told, we know nothing about that, you know, compared to the people that we're dealing with in Sudan, who if they even so much as mention their God, are whipped and chained and have pieces of their body, you know, cut off and things like that. It's just a horrible, horrible existence. But your listeners, as you said, have given over 1,000 slaves their freedom back and their life back. You know, this year alone, your listeners have done that for over 60 people. This year alone, CSI has been able to offer that to over 600 people. And you know what? All I can say, Kevin, is thank you so much. We pray for your listeners. I have the pleasure of speaking to your listeners almost on a weekly basis. If you're listening and I haven't spoken to you yet, I hope I get the opportunity to. But I try to systematically make phone calls to our thousands and thousands of donors and partners who make a huge difference in the lives of these individuals that we're trying to help tonight on your program.
Well, and friends, along those lines, we just have until the end of this program to enact this match challenge in which for every slave that you liberate tonight up to a certain amount, we are liberating an additional one through a variety of different generosity of different donors that are doing this, but we have this one opportunity tonight to really do something that's amazing. So would you consider, if for no other reason, then tonight it makes sense to do it because it's going to coincide with getting someone else liberated at the same time. And all you did was give it tonight instead of tomorrow or the next day. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Rob, we've only got about a minute and a half left in this segment, but give us one more example of someone who was liberated.
Oh, gosh, we have, I'm looking at a story here of a mother who had a little girl. The girl used to fetch water and collect wood with her mother. Her father died, and her dad couldn't watch after her. So a young girl just playing in the yard, like your daughter might, like my daughter did. And the Arabs came down and took her, brought her north for many, many years. It's almost 30 years now. Raped her, forced her to do labor. Wouldn't allow her to pray to her God. Again, remind your listeners here that these are Christians. These are Christians, and the only reason they were captured is because they professed the name of Jesus Christ. If they had been Muslims, they would have been left alone.
And she was recently liberated?
She was liberated in the last 60 days. Yeah, and wow. That very well could have been one of your listeners. So I'd love to come back and talk to you in a month or two and tell your listeners about the ones that they freed tonight.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make plans to do that. Friends, here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this Mother's Day tribute night here at Radio Night Live, a very special Mother's Day salute from Ed Sheeran.
I took the supermarket flyers from the windowsill. I threw the day-old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo album Matthew had made. Memories of a life that's been loved. Took the get well soon cars and stuffed animals. Pulled the old ginger beer down the sink. Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down. But Mom, there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up. But I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say, hallelujah, you're home. Fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up. Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face. Now I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, you'll say hallelujah, you're home. To see the person I have become. Spread your wings and I know that when God took you back, he said, hallelujah, you're home.